Hi, my name is Carlos. How are you doing today?
Good.
Today we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you that we're not selling anything and your responses remain strictly confidential. You might help me out today, sir?
Sure.
Okay, so today, to make sure that we have representative example, can you please tell me your age?
54.
Okay. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
What were the options?
Yeah, so the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, sir?
White.
Okay. And do you consider to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
All right. And there was an election in Ohio November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
No, I was traveling.
Okay. It's still a long time, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November 2024. How likely will you say you're up to vote in the general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
International relations.
International relations?
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have something else in mind, sir?
I guess number one, that's the economy.
Okay, so when you say like economy, like what, like hospitals, schools?
Interest rates.
Oh, infrastructure?
Interest rates and the price of products.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down just to one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Ohio?
I was out of town for a conference.
Okay. Was traveling for business?
Yes.
Okay. So here's a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote in this issue. So issue one. Summary, please provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortions, contraceptions, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant life or health. And no vote opposed to amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions. Okay?
Okay.
So based on that summary, how will you vote it? How will you vote it on issue number one? Yes or no, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So if you voted, why would you vote on that issue number one, sir, if you would have voted?
I would have voted yes.
Yes, sir, but why, sir, if you would have voted?
I don't believe in full-term abortion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. So please tell me whether you're experiencing these things in this election cycle, okay?
Okay.
So English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish language or online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and jar signs, direct mail, family members or friends talk about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups.
Where do I hear about the issues?
Yes, sir.
Probably TV.
Okay. English language TV ads?
Yes.
All right. So when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends and family, healthcare medical professionals, faith religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organization, celebrity, social media influencers.
Faith and pro-life organizations.
Thank you. And do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 17th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how, if you voted in this election?
I don't recall anything specific now.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would have voted on issue number one?
No.
Okay. And can you explain to me why?
Why I didn't change my mind?
Yes. So did you at any point during the campaign change your mind how you would have voted on issue number one? And you told me no. So you explain to me why, sir?
Because my beliefs on abortion haven't changed.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote, sir?
No.
Okay. And why, sir?
I meant to try to pre-vote before my conference, but I didn't have time.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read the message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
Okay.
So legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after availability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the other. Many women have been also overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
So that's not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing.
All right. So your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You feel the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Okay, not very or not at all?
No, I said it was convincing.
Oh, convincing. So very convincing or someone convincing?
Somewhat.
All right. So both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
So you switched here. So issue one, I'm watching the Browns, so I'm kind of half listening. But there was two issue ones that were recently voted on in my territory or my area. But I think the most recent one allowed for full term abortions up to the end, and I'm against that.
Okay, so this statement here that I should explain, do you find it convincing or not convincing?
Maybe I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay, you want me to repeat it again, sir? I don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue number one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. So, sir, I really appreciate your time here, sir. So, I really appreciate your opinion, okay?
Okay.
So, we're at 85%, okay?
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, sir. So, the next statement is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, and ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protests birth control and abortion care for miscarriages. So Ohio families will always have freedom to make most personal decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Not convincing.
I'll say not very at all, or not very?
Not very.
All right. So the last one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the bad and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans.
Okay. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
International relations and the economy.
Jobs and the economy?
International relations with China and Russia and the Middle East
and the
economy.
Thank you, sir. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues will you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? So the first option is economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protected democracy in the United States.
What was the last one?
Protecting democracy in the United States.
Protecting democracy in the United States.
Thank you. With the issue of abortion and reproductive rights playing an important role for you personally and determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
No.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom you will vote?
The Republican candidate.
So probably the Republican nominee or definitely?
Definitely.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 24 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or you're currently undecided?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And why, sir?
Well, he's the leading Republican candidate, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be the one running.
Okay.
I believe in his foreign policy.
Believes in his foreign policy?
I believe in his foreign policy, yes.
All right. Just a couple more questions and we are finished with the interview, okay?
Okay.
And what country were you born?
What country?
Yes.
The United States.
And what country were your parents or grandparents born?
The United States.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
The Republican Party.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
All right. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000 or more?
More.
All right. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.